Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. 2 weeks ago today, we had highs in the 40s. 1 week ago today, we had highs in the 90s. And over the weekend, 2 to 5 inches of rain. What a contrast from the blowing dust of 3 weeks ago.
The pattern that has led to expansive drought coverage across the South, the Great Plains, and the West seems to have broken down in the week before Memorial Day weekend.
Conditions expected to remain for at least the first half of June, and that come during a key time for our nation's agriculture. So, for instance, in the southeastern U.S.,
we've gone from one extreme to the other in some areas along the Gulf Coast, where we went from varying levels of drought to flooding. But generally speaking, this moisture is good for reviving pastures that have really suffered due to the drought. And then for just about every summer crop where we have been concerned about emergence and development of those young crops, this should be a nice boon for those commodities and crops in the deep south.
Similar benefits, minus flooding, are occurring in the central and southern plains.
It is too late for a lot of the winter wheat crop, especially in the southern half of the country, but for just about everything else, agriculturally speaking, this is good news if you suddenly find yourself recovering from drought, getting into a wetter pattern.
While out west, unusually heavy rain is falling. However, one area now seeing dry, even hot conditions and expecting more, the summer crop growing regions of the northern plains and upper Midwest.
If this pattern were to persist for, say, another 3 or 4 weeks, we might be talking about drought concerns across the northern plains and the upper Midwest. For the time being, though, this heat is actually beneficial there as well. We have had kind of a chilly spring along the Canadian border. Some of those areas have been struggling with emergence, some late planting issues, but this should help to get the crops moving along.
And keeping our crops in good development. The sign-up period for eligible producers under USDA's Assistance for Specialty Crop Farmer Programs now underway.
Eligible specialty crop producers now have until August 7th to apply for USDA's Assistance for Specialty Crop Farmers Program.
Basically, the first week of the program will be for folks with login.gov accounts to be able to view and submit their application. They are pre-filled, just like the Farmer Bridge Assistance programs were pre-filled.
Undersecretary for Farm Production and Conservation Richard Fordyce says producers who do not have a login.gov account or who prefer enrollment at their local Farm Service Agency office can request their pre-filled applications starting June 8th.
Initially, we had $1 billion set aside. We're actually going to be issuing $1.6 billion.
With a list of eligible specialty crops and payment rates established in tiered metrics available online.
And that's Inside Agriculture for this Tuesday, the 2nd of June. Have a great day. I'll be back with you this afternoon on Farm Talk.